from my spare room in Sacramento. This is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, Tampa Bay Stadium update, new pro team names, and some stuff I found on YouTube.
We did it. We did it. Oh, my microphone's loud. We did it. The very first time we have successfully played an intro for the live stream. How is everyone? Hopefully as well as I am. You know, we've been trying to do that for months and it finally worked. There's just a lot of moving parts to that to get that to play right when we go live. Yeah. We do have some stuff planned. You know, maybe you could tell by the thumbnail or title of this thing. We are going to talk about the Tampa Bay Open. There's a lot of stuff. There was like a secret meeting that we'll discuss when we're talking about that. You know, I noticed some weird things about all the pro names. And then we're just going to talk about a bunch of stuff I found online. The HK Army Immortal Tampa Bay Damage documentary came out. It was very good. And we'll talk about that. But as always, we're going to thank the best paintball store on the planet. Not that I didn't know that was up. We're going to talk about that later. BFPgear.com. And last week we were talking about, you know, good regulators to buy. There aren't as many as there used to be. And Powerhouse certainly are that top dog right now. This is their hook regulator. BFP Gear just got them back in stock. They were out of stock for a while because they're so popular. You bet. And I was talking to Junior Brown today. Junior Brown is the owner of BFP Gear. We were talking about like this. He's like, I don't know if you should mention this yet because it's not fully set up, but I really like this little handy filter on the side. A lot of companies aren't doing this, and it just makes buying, like, you know, jerseys or whatever way easier because you can just, you know, sort stuff. BFPgear.com, you know, they help support this channel forever. I mean, it's really since its inception. So, you know, think about supporting those companies that support this YouTube channel, and not just this one. You know, they sponsor Dynasty, they sponsor Paintball Fit, they sponsor the Shelda podcast, Spick and Span. They're helping out. So certainly think about that. It's not like you got to buy anything crazy. You know, you're buying stuff already. Buy it at BFP Gear. How is everybody? Hopefully well, you know. We'll give it a little bit. We'll kill a little bit of time, and then we'll jump over to, like, talking about NXL Tampa Bay Open stadium situation. Eric, I love you. How are you doing? I was going to say I was thinking about you today. I wasn't. Kind of, though. I was thinking about Glowball today. So you're kind of in the mix there. Okay, we'll just do this. Let's go over here real fast. I was like, man, I should have probably done this a little bit different. So I didn't think about it. We'll start right here. Actually, let's go to here, to the nxlpaintball.com website. So coming up very soon will be the first event of the 2026 NXL season. Coming up right there, it says on the screen, March 19th through the 22nd at the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. Tampa, I should say, near Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, everyone always calls it Tampa Bay. I do too. Tampa Bay is actually the bay of water the city of Tampa is on. Yeah. I noticed the NXL, like, they really improved their website too. Like, this page is really good. I really like how it's like all the, like, prizes are all broken down and stuff. You know, you got the map. Their website just seems a little better. I like it. But that's really kind of not what we're talking about. We're going to talk about what is happening at the tournament. So for those people who don't know, the NXL are going to be playing a portion of the tournament inside the stadium. I've totally forgotten what slides are which. Okay, there we go. Actually, we'll go back to this. We'll start here with the Tampa Bay slide. So Thursday, this is day one, the 19th, correct? The 19th. And this is the schedule for that Thursday, the first day of the tournament. This is going to be that weird day where a lot of the new stuff we'll say is happening, like three man. What is this? Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm getting so distracted. Three man takes place on Thursday, as well as this new YouTube live show they're going to try. So we can see right there, 8 a.m., we have the Eastern Conference three-man, so that's all the men's professional three-man. Eastern Conference in 1 p.m., that Western Conference will kick off. And then at 6 p.m., the Summit Awards will take place. Following the Summit Awards at 6:30, I actually kind of think that the Summit Awards are going to continue on live at the actual venue until 7. That's why you see that first game starts at 7. But on YouTube, a live pre-taped show is going to start. That's just a pre-game kind of show for these three sets we have. That'll play for 30 minutes. And at 7 o'clock, we see Damage and Red Legion will play. And in that same split deck, Impact and Tauntauns will be playing. The next set, we have Heat and X-Factor playing Dallas Vibe, the Femme Fatales. That last set's Paintball Fit Uprising, the Heroines, and the New Jersey High Rollers from New Jersey. We can see there are two WNXL teams on there as well. Yeah. That's what's happening Thursday. We have another slide, though, too. A little bit more information. One thing that we did find out, so I should say that this information was all gotten from Tom Cole. There was like a secret... I don't want to say this, a secret influencer meeting. And he just gave everybody a bunch of details. So the grass might be a little bit suspect. There is some stuff happening on the grass prior. I don't remember exactly what he said. There will be some things happening on the grass prior to the tournament, like the week before leading up to it. And that's one of the reasons that they were able to play paintball inside the stadium. Because, you know, normally it's an NFL team, so they're trying to keep that grass, like, pristine and really good, but apparently they're going to, like, redo a bunch of stuff, so it's okay if it gets all destroyed at this point. There are no drones. I think that's kind of been a typical thing, though, that because of the stadium proximity and possibly the airport, I think that that's kind of been typical for this Tampa tournament. The net's going to be higher inside. That was one of the things we were wondering, right? Because, you know, you're always getting paint ramping off, like, flying off bunkers and stuff. And Tom said that the ESPN show that was at Disney, they raised the nets much higher. I did put 30 on here, but it could be 35 feet. So the nets are going to be quite a bit higher. And they found out that just having the nets that much higher helped reduce a lot of the paint coming off the field. So the nets should be higher to prevent that. Thursday is going to be free. So if you want to go watch Thursday, if you're in the Tampa area or, you know, you're a semi-pro team or you're playing D2 or something, you're not playing that Thursday, but you're at the field, it will be free. And the way you get that, I don't know. I was putting these together and I was trying to figure it out, right? Because we can go over here to the NXL page for the tournament. On the NXL page, there is an area for tickets where you can buy, you know, your VIP grandstand tickets and all that stuff. $15, you know, it's not too expensive. But that's the grandstand tickets for the rest of the tournament. So if you want to watch the finals on Sunday or, if, you know, just watch regular matches on Saturday, you'd need to purchase tickets. The tickets should be free. We were told they are free on Thursday. But I'm not 100% sure how we obtain those tickets yet. Tom said you would have to do something. You will have to send an email or just sign up, mainly because it's inside that stadium, right? And they don't just want random ass people walking around. So you will have to get some sort of QR code on your phone and scan in or something like that. So if you want to go, you certainly have to get that free ticket. And I'm sure that as the days get closer, we're still about a month away. I'm sure that that will be set up, or at least I can tell you where to go. There will be food on the concourse, food and beer. Don't smoke weed or you'll get a year in jail, so you can't do that. But you can get food and as many beers as you want. I mean, they might cut you off at some point, but you can't get beer. Kind of cool. I think it's freaking awesome. But then there's a little bit more info on the actual stadium, right? So NXL last year was held in that purple area, right? You can see that that's where the divisional fields are going to be held. That's where an additional five-man field is going to be held too, because all the additional programs on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, not all of them, I should say, but all the Friday, Saturday games will be held outside of the stadium. I believe most of the Sunday games will be outside, and then the finals should be inside, though. The finals will actually be inside for three-man. Then there's that season opener thing that's happening Thursday evening. The WNXL season opener, that's that Thursday as well. WNXL finals. And I don't know if we 100% said in that little meeting, but I presume that the pro finals will also be inside the stadium, because, you know, the WNXL ones are, so I assume. We also got some more information today about three-man that I literally just saw. It says, pro 3v3 X-Ball tournament will consist of two 12-team conferences. We talked about that a little bit with that Eastern and Western conference. Each conference will have its own finals. So we'll have a Eastern Conference and Western Conference winner, apparently. Schedule is already posted for the 3v3 X-Ball tournament on PB Leagues. So that might also, you know, kind of go in with... we heard Marcelo a few weeks ago on the PTG Play the Game podcast. Really, 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 really quick and brief. Said that he thinks there will be four three-man tournaments. And then it's possible that the finals will be held in Huntington Beach somewhere, like on the beach. So that could have to do with... you guys can't see that. I'm reading my notes. That could have to do with... we're all over the place. That could have to do with... I'm trying to get to it. That could have to do with, you know, both those conferences. So who knows? You know, maybe the next four tournaments will also be strictly Eastern and Western conferences. Maybe we'll see that crazy final at the end of the year. That might be something that's kind of in the works, and there's not like an official announcement on that either. Back to this thing. So you can see that the NXL on that purple area, right? Normal tournaments in that purple area, and you can see that red line. It's just going across the crosswalk. And to enter the paintball field, you will go follow that red squiggly, enter the stadium, and then go on the concourse through the whole stadium, that green line that follows all along the whole stadium. And then you can go into that yellow seating area, which will be for the players. That teal line is going to follow the pro players, and they can make a little bit of a different entrance. There's also another line up in the top left. That's going to be like a media entrance or like a media area. I have another one of these that's just a little bit zoomed in. So there's somehow the summit, where the summit awards are going to take place. They're going to take place right there so everyone can see from the grandstands, as well as the people will, I think, be coming in through that media area. The field's going to be set up like that. There's the snake right there. So snake side, all those like tents are going to be the pit area. And then Major League Paintball Plus live stream webcast guys announcing will also be on the side closest to the bottom, on the south side of the stadium. The stadium is literally perfect facing north. So this is straight off a Google Earth, like screenshot, perfectly north. So the field, like, perfectly faces north and south. Not that that's important. But it is definitely on the south side of the field. Those little red things, those, like, weird red things. It took me a while to figure out what those are. But those are like those big, like, I don't know what they're really called. Those like big boom kind of lift things. The same thing they used for the ESPN show to hold that net up. That's what those little dealios are on the side there. So the grandstands you can see right there, that's where most of the seating is going to take place. That right there is 3,240 seats. that's crazy. Doesn't that sound like so many people? And it's like a tenth of the stadium, not even a tenth of the stadium. So it's kind of crazy that the NFL is like getting so many people. It's a little crazy. There will be overflow, though, for if some reason there's 40,000 people show up. We will have ability, and I shouldn't say we, but the NXL should have ability to accommodate, maybe not 40,000, but, you know, if 10,000 people show up, it'll be okay, and there's enough seating, obviously. It's not just restricted to that grandstand area, but that's where those initial 3,240 people will sit. Yeah. I think that's all. I'm very excited. Like, I think it's cool. I mean, I thought this was a cool idea, like, originally. Just adds something. It's just, like, something exciting, something to look forward to. For sure, something for the players to look forward to. Like, how cool is it? It's just a very unique, interesting experience. I'm very much looking forward to it. But what I think's even cooler is they're actually, like, trying to go for YouTube. So that's going to be something that I will probably figure out too. Like maybe we'll do like a pre-live stream or something and then we'll go offline when the actual that YouTube live show starts or I don't know something. But I think it's great. I think that that's what everyone's always complained about is that paintball is stuck behind this paywall. And this is a chance for it not to be, right? This is a chance for it to get good viewership so we can prove possibly that it can get viewership higher than, you know, way higher than the MLPB plus stuff to be able to get more advertising and just get more paintball, more money into pro paintball. I like it. I think it's freaking excellent. We've been missing excitement for a long time. One of the reasons I thought, you know, being a pro player would be so cool was because they get to do so much weird stuff. You know, back in the day, guys were going, and they still are, going to Europe to play and kind of traveling the world for paintball and just getting to do unique stuff. So this is just another one of those things, the unique experience that is, you know, given away or something, is gained with playing pro or something. I like it. I think it's a very good idea. What does everyone think? Free to the public. Yeah, I would like, I mean, obviously it's hard for people just to, you know, fly across the country to a paintball tournament, but just like I was like telling everybody to go to the ESPN thing because it's just going to be cool. Like, it's just a really neat, cool experience. I'd feel the same way about this. So if you're in that Florida area, you know, if you're, you know, close to Tampa, maybe you live in Orlando, maybe you can take that long drive across if you live in the Miami area, I would go. I think it would be really fun. I know if it was here, if it was, you know, close to me within, you know, hours, I would for sure drive, but it's kind of not, so. Yeah. How far away are the stands in comparison to the other tourneys? They look kind of far. You know, I don't know. We'll probably have to see, right? I mean, this right here is not actually the graphic that I was given, but I, you know, overlaid the aerial photo I was given. And then kind of, well, actually the one that I screen recorded, not like the aerial photo I was given and like put it right in the exact spot they put the field. So I Yeah, I don't know. I mean, definitely, it's definitely further away, but you also have to think that it's way higher, too. So it's not like you're far away, flat on the ground. I mean, the seats are going to be way higher up, so it might look... It'll probably be further away, but you're also, like, substantially higher, so you might even get, like, you know, better angles and stuff, just being so much higher. Well, you're not sitting at the 50-yard line. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. It probably, like, I mean, it looks like it's probably, I mean, doesn't really look that far away, though. You know? I mean, it looks probably the distance between, like, oh, I forgot I can, like, annotate. I always forget that I set this up. It totally did not work right now. God. Motherfucker. Shit doesn't work ever. There we go. Christ. I bet because it kind of looks like, you know, it doesn't look any farther from the sideline to about right there. That's probably the distance, right? So the distance from the normal net to the right in the center of the field, that's not really that far though, you know? Like that's, this line is probably even, you know, you see, it's definitely longer than that. Shit, I'm like hitting the wrong keys. It's definitely to scale though, so I figured that out. I like measured it and stuff. I don't know, it's definitely far. Dorito side is going to be hard to see for sure. I don't know, it's probably going to be easier. I mean, I would argue that it might be easier because typically, you know, the Dorito side is all the way over there anyway. You know, you still can't sit over on the Dorito side, you know, unless you have VIP stuff. You know, still over there. And it's, and you're higher up, too. So you can actually get, like, a better angle and see down. Let me, I'll show you guys something. I'll show you something here. Let me get rid of this annotation stuff. And I'm going to try to find stuff really quick. Okay, images. I have so many. I have like so much stuff. Images. Galleries. No. Miscellaneous. No. I thought I had like a scene one. Oh, man. Okay, never mind. I was going to try and find. Oh, there we go. Jeez, I'm like retarded. So I have some pictures from guys that were at the NXL 3v3 sitting in the grandstands. And, you know, obviously this is just a completely... That is a huge photo. Bit to screen. That's obviously... This is obviously, you know, a completely different scenario. It's like, you know, a different place entirely. But... You know, that's far away, too. I would say that's a good, like, twice as far than, like, you know, the regular tournaments are. And that is far away. That is kind of far, huh? I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, people watch, you know, NFL games from, like, you know, way the fuck up in the top area here. So they can't see much either. That's why, like, people stay home and watch games, honestly. We'll find out, though. I mean, people will definitely let us know, that's for sure. Ooh, we're going to get a Bud Light sponsor? That would change my life. I take a Modelo sponsor, too, though. I think any... Not any sponsor. I don't really want to take... I don't know about alcohol sponsors, though. Obviously, we're not doing that, but... I don't know, you know? I probably wouldn't do gambling. I want to watch from the back center, Chris says. I'm with you on that. I kind of hear that. I kind of like that view a lot, too. Like, I really liked when Go Sports was putting... the cameras in Beck Center. Major League Paintball Plus. I'm sorry. I'll be the new face of Bud Light. Shane Gillis is the new face of Bud Light, which is funny. Yeah. Let's see what else we got in here. You know what I thought was crazy? I just noticed today. We'll talk about that later, maybe more. Let's shut the Telestrator down. Where is the thing at? Right there. This is like, I don't know. I just was like, my God. You know, when the tournament gets closer, I do plan to do a like whole synopsis of like all the stuff that happened. I mean, there are so many new things that have happened in the Pro Division. It's kind of crazy, right? I mean, there's so much stuff happening. I mean, look at the Jungle Cats are a brand new team. Ooh, let's use the Telestrator. We got our highlighter Telestrator too. Damn it, that's the wrong one. There we go. Hell yeah. We got the Jungle Cats, brand new team. We got Chicago Wildside Distortion. There's been so many team changes. I honestly like don't remember how some of these teams even came about. Because, you know, the Jungle Cats, they were BR Factory and they won semi-pro. And then we have Distortion. I don't know. They purchased somebody's spot. I don't remember. We have the Hurricanes, but they're renaming themselves Contract Killer Hurricanes. I always want to say Serial Killers, too, by the way. God, I can't do it. Detroit Infamous. You know, Infamous was Los Angeles Infamous forever. Their brand new team name. We got Leverage. They're just going with New Jersey Leverage now. They were Leverage before. They're just adding a New Jersey on the front of there. Oh, I forgot about Collision. We have Collision. They're a brand new team. We have Paris ASG Aftermath. Paris is in Paris, California, Southern California. It's where ASG is located. Tauntaun's Arsenal. It's crazy how many, like, new team names there are. I mean, obviously, some of these teams really aren't new. You know, like, Leverage isn't really a new team. And, you know, Infamous aren't new. The Hurricanes aren't new. Aftermath aren't new. But their team name is. So it's just crazy that, like, there's so many, like, adjustments. You know, I want to say Detroit Infamous might have been, like, the first thing they called themselves. Or did they have, like, a semi-pro team or something like that? That might have been Detroit Infamous. You know, this annotation thing, I hit this button and it really kind of doesn't work. We're going to erase that. I just thought that was interesting. There's so many, like, just new team names, you know? All those things. You know, this live stream is sponsored by Carbon Paintball. CarbonPaintball.com. We're going to talk about their team program. They offer a team program, I guess. I don't know what happened there. So the way this thing works, it's kind of cool. It's $20. So anybody, whether you're a single person or, you know, you got a team of 20 people, you can engage or, you know, get custom stuff made. It's $20. So if you want to do it, it's $20. Not $20 a team. It's $20. Or $20 a team, I'm sorry. Or just one guy. $20. You send them over your team logo and stuff. They help and design a custom jersey for you. And then they can take that design and then, like, spread it out all across their products. And you can get whatever you want. You can get, you know, these jerseys, barrel bag, barrel sleeves. I like barrel case. We're going to go with barrel case. Headbands, you know, banners, goggle case, all kinds of stuff. I really freaking like custom goggle straps. I think that's cool. So custom straps, and these prices are just for like one guy. So like if I wanted to do this, I'd just get my custom jersey made and that's the price I would pay for it. I'd pay the same price for all of this stuff. So even then it's a discount. So these are normally $100. They're giving you $10 off. But that's only one guy. If you got like a whole team, you can contact them and get even a better pricing. It's real easy to sign up. You just go to, oh shit. Oh God. I got to be in the browser. I'm like opening up weird things. Harbin Paintball. Oh. Whoop. Pop-ups. Whoop. Sign up. Real easy. Bang. There's something else I wanted to say, too, that I like. There's no minimum orders. You know, a lot of these team things, you just have to have, like, you know, 40 guys or whatever. So, like I said, it's only one person. And you can actually just, like, give everybody their own account and they can just go buy stuff when they want. You know, if you got five different guys, they just can go buy their own stuff, which is kind of cool. I just really like these custom goggle strips. Custom freaking ears, too. CarbonPaintball.com. I like Carbon. They got my favorite mask, too. As always, support the people that make this whole goddamn thing possible. Like, seriously. I really like... I didn't actually, like, know they were doing so much, like... They didn't know they were doing the custom ears, because... They recently did a Zero goggle, I think, with under. It might not be on here, though. Oh, there it is. Yeah, this was made with, like, in conjunction with Under. And I was like, oh, I guess they do have to make custom ears for it and stuff. Anyway, Carbon Paintball. My back is itchy. God damn it, Chris. I just remembered I didn't. It's so busy this week. I'm trying to rush a video out, and it's like, man, writing scripts for videos, I can't tell you. Like, I've been so hard on myself. Like, I gotta, not really recently. Or ever, really. I mean, yeah, I am. I always want to, like, when I write stuff or, like, working on specific projects, I'm always like, oh, I'm doing this today. And I, like, want to, like, write the script for 8 hours. I want to sit down and, like, try to write all day long. I just can't do it. I can get, like, 3 to 4 hours in, and then my brain feels like mush. Like, I can't think clearly. It's like, just like, I don't know. After that amount of time, I just can't do that style work anymore. And I have to go to, like, some other style task that I can do. And sometimes the scripts take so long because of that. Because it's like, I constantly am adjusting stuff or coming up with something new or figure out a different thing. Or I'm like, I don't like the way I'm making this video. And I'll redo it. So it's taken me a while to, like, realize that, like, you know, my brain just doesn't work like that. I gotta, like, take breaks. Tyler Young asks, are you planning on attending any NXL events this next season? Let's say this coming season, right? Nope. I don't have any plans on it. I mean, I kind of want to. I actually want to contact Major League Paintball guys and ask them if they want to, like, help me make a video. I kind of want to do, we talked about it before on here. I kind of want to do, like, a behind the scenes thing a little bit, maybe, to show what goes into making the webcast and stuff. Mm-hmm. Chris Martin, working for 3 productive hours at 150% is better than 8 at half speed. I'm with you. I've had to realize that because I'm like, I got to do this. And I would be like, and I just, like, couldn't do it. I just would try to force myself through it. And, like, it was just not good at it. And it was, like, difficult for my brain in a lot of ways. A good documentary would be about the jump in balls per second in guns from 2005 to 2006. I kind of did that, but that's a... Yeah, I kind of did that. I'll show you the video. Let's go to Paintball Ruin My Life YouTube. Does that just work if I do that? I don't know. Probably not. There's us right there. That's kind of what... the Bob Long video is about, like, too fast, if you find this,
this
one.
This is the Intimidator.
The paintball gun that was too fast, they had to ban it. That's kind of what this is about. Bob Long. Go watch that one. That's kind of what you're asking for. It was a good idea. It is a good idea. Hey, Chris, behind the scenes would be cool. I think it's cool. Like, I really like that stuff. But I'm, like, interested in it. You know, like, I'm kind of, like, interested in, like, the production stuff and, like, how it works and, like, all that stuff. So it's very interesting to me. Whether it would be interesting to other people is the question. So, yeah. Some brains, what do you say? I mean, a video about how Virtue Dudes were these shady dudes dropping cheater boards to team tents? That video, I talked about cheater guns too, because that's what that whole video is kind of about. Is about, like, you know, electric guns shooting fast, and then people wanting to shoot even faster, so they started making, you know, like cheater boards and stuff. I don't know who originally started it. I think it might have been some of the Bob Long guys, I think. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, Virtue definitely made it, like, Virtue and Tadao, maybe more even Tadao, honestly. Made it, like, accessible to, like, the average random person, you know, because you could just buy a gun that had, like, uncapped full auto and stuff. For sure. It was a wild time. I wonder who, like, started it, though. I don't know. We might never know. How about a documentary on Smart Park story? I do have that one in the works. I mean, I say in the works, right? Because it's, like, just an idea. I have, like, the concept of the video. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Mainly because it'd just be about patents and lawsuits, and it'd be just, like, a weird video. So I don't entirely know what I would do with that. I don't like to make videos that are, like, negative and, like, talking shit about people and, like, those guys suck. I don't really like that stuff. Oh, yeah, WAS 2. Wicked Air Sports, right? Wicked Air Sports, right? That's what it was. That's right. I totally forgot about WAS, huh? Terry had a laptop. Yeah, Terry, I spilled the beans on them one time online, and Terry got mad at me. Terry's awesome. He's a good guy. Terry, I see Terry all the time. Well, not all the time, but, you know, he's out at the paintball field sometimes, helping out, like, DMG and stuff. It's funny. Terry and his brother was great, too. I can't remember. Tim? I think his brother's name was Tim. Tim was cool. He had the Ferrari and shit. They were kind of cool. Everyone always asks, have I seen the Luxair shooting videos? Yeah, for sure. They're just shooting. That's all. They just paintball gun shooting. Is Lux sending you an Air? Nope. Mm-mm. The only paintball companies that have ever sent me a gun to review, Planet Eclipse sent me the 170. They sent me a 170R that I gave away. And Adrenaline gave me an Adrenaline Idol. Yep. Really, to make the video. Those are the only two people ever. I'm going to get one, though. It's just kind of waiting, right? I mean, the problem is like, they're just popular, you know? I keep... we can go to bfpgear.com. We can go to guns, and man, the freaking font is so small in here. I can't see. Oh, interesting. What happened here? What's going on here, Junior? These drop-down menus do get confusing because they get so long sometimes, like, they get like crazy long. All right, Junior, we're going to have a talk about that menu item later. We talked a long time today about websites. Okay, what if we search air? I'm sure it'll come up. Yeah, we're just waiting for the thing to get in stock. You know, they've had them. They had dust black ones, and they've already, you know, they had like a bunch of pre-orders they're just trying to fulfill still. So when BFP gear get some actual stock, like when there's guns hanging on the wall or something like that, I will wrangle one and then we'll figure it out. We're just kind of waiting until, like, you know, I don't want to take guns that they can be selling, you know, so. Hell yeah, Stream Elements is saying like the live stream. Give the live stream a like, guys. Let YouTube know you liked it. Damn, I'll change it later. Austin, I saw something you posted today. I didn't look at it. Maybe it wasn't today. What's happening? Oh, you have a typo in the title. Just another day. I put typos in all kinds of stuff. Thank God for autocorrect. I can't spell it all for the life of me. If it wasn't for, like, you know, autocorrect or like that little cool red line, I'd be useless. Useless. Okay, what else we got to talk about? Let's see. What else are we doing? Nothing crazy, you know, HK Army. And Nick Kuza, I think that's how you, Kakuza or Nick Kuza. Oh, fuck. It's Nick, right? Shit. Damn it. Also the wrong thing. Keep meaning to click this. HK Army, there is a link in the description. We're just going to watch a couple of quick highlights from this. This is very well made. You know, I really like this. Nick Kakuza. There we go. Always doing good stuff. That wasn't like smoking weed. That was like that. I don't know. What am I doing? Like, there we go. That's probably better. I want to do this. There's a lot going on. I just want to show you guys some stuff that happened. Pause. Go watch it though. There is a link in the description. So we're going to like highlight just a couple cool things that happened. Just to kind of show you how good this is. So one of the things that I just really always like is this kind of stuff. And there's a lot of this kind of stuff. I'm all over the place.
Anyway, he was like, don't question that.
Dude, it is so goddamn loud in my ears. I gotta turn my That's better.
I think that was some rolled it up.
The sniper.
I like this stuff a lot.
My eyes work. We're not fucking believing me. Okay? I'm not fucking retarded. My eyes work. I know what paintball is.
Damn, remember when everyone used to go like this and be like. Remember that? Good times.
The sniper shot.
This is not what I wanted to show. Shit! There's so many things on the screen. Okay, so I liked this part. We just got to fast forward a little bit to 38. I actually really like this.
We
pulling up.
This is great.
There goes Arturo Andrade. He's going to dive in, and it looks like good zone control here for Tampa Bay. Goldman was way up on the snake side, but he gets caught by Blake Yarber.
Dude, they come out hot again. They're shooting three of us quickly. Kind of out of deficit, getting the snake. Harrison's just hanging out, dude, hanging out. Snap his ass out. Clean. Dead.
Here comes Yosh Rao to filter out after the death of Harrison Fry, so it is getting interesting here in a three-on-two situation.
I'm like, Chris, this dude's dead over here, bro. Chris is like, what do we got? I'm screaming 500. What is this guy doing in the middle of the field, though?
Blake Yarber going nuts.
I'm almost disrespected. I'm not going to lie. We're running through the middle of the field to come bunker me from the Dorito side.
I killed three. That was a three, Chris.
I just like that.
Blast him. What is happening? I'm like, Chris, it's 2-on-2. Chris picks up the last two kills.
Yosh is also going to be taking the walk. So that was a 3-on-2.
I just like Keith's attitude. I think that's cool. I also like this part. I watched this morning, so I didn't watch the whole thing. So there's definitely like way more cool things in here.
San Diego Dynasties, they take out Keith Brown.
At this point, I'm kind of just listening the whole point because I knew they had lost track of me.
I remember looking over, kind of seeing some chaos go down and them getting further up on the snake side. And
no, I'm in the wrong spot. Damn it.
Going to be losing Edwards here first as Tauntauns get into the snake. Damage already there. There goes Keith Brown. So now it's a 5-on-3 situation. Look for damage. Try to make something happen as they know that the Tauntauns are just going to wait here.
Fucking asshole.
Let's see.
This right here.
Fucking asshole.
Let's see.
Dave, bonus ball the fuck out of
Axel. He's a competitor. So I don't think he's thinking that he means to bonus ball. It's just like, it's part of the nature of the game. There's so much on the line.
Was a 5-on-4 in favor of the Tauntauns, and now it's a 4-on-3 in favor of damage. It's Keith Brown's going off in a snake.
You just want to remind great players, like, motherfucker, I'm here. I'm here to win. And he did it first point, and I did it the
Woo!
Second.
That's such a good shot right there.
Hey, kill the snake!
Look at that.
Fucker, want to play that game, right?
Hell yeah. I like it. I also like this part.
Hey, what up?
Come the fuck on! Come the fuck on!
Come on, baby! Let's
fuck you motherfuckers, man! Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. I'm surprised you don't get in trouble for that.
Hey, a lot of football left. Stay focused, stay disciplined.
That's right. That's right.
Those are just some funny... Not funny, but just good spots, I noticed. I'd go watch the whole goddamn thing.
I would do is go through the middle.
It really is good, so... It did a great job. Fantastic job. Go watch it below. HK Army and Nick Kakuza bring us Immortal. Tampa Bay Damage's legendary run to the 2025 NXL World Cup Championship. I would probably... compress that title a little bit. But other than that, excellent job, gentlemen. Watch it below. Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, there definitely is animosity between Mouse and Impact, for sure. And, you know, maybe not really either. You know, like, a lot of these guys are... notorious for, like, you know, trying to, like, hype themselves up and, like, get angry and, like, get motivated and stuff like that. So it can be just, like, a little bit of, like, psyching himself up a little too. So let's watch Trauma Head content. No, Trauma Head don't like me. They don't like me. They don't want me to show or talk about them ever. So there's a, yeah. Oh, he was yelling at Ryan, too. It's great. I mean, it really is cool. I really enjoy that, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. And it is cool to see, like, Mouse, too, because he's not that guy. You know, I don't feel like... I don't know him, right? But from everything I've, like, seen of him talking and stuff, he's not, like, angry or, like... I don't feel, like, aggressive. Like, I don't feel like he's trying to fight people on the street and shit. You know, like, crazy. It's just like me, you know, I'm not going to get into a street fight, like, you know, it's just stupid. I'm not angry. You're never going to find me yelling at people. It's just not going to happen. But playing paintball sometimes, Fucking Christ, dude. I could get so upset and, like, angry. Not so much now, but certainly in the past. So it's cool to see, like, that different side, really. How he's not a crazy, loud, angry-feeling guy. But, man, on that paintball field, you know, everything changes. It just gets different. How would you change? How would you charge to referee? How much would you charge to ref my child birthday party? I don't know. You know what else was on? I don't have a link to this because I'm a jackass and I don't know why, but it is in the description of this video. So maybe we can find it. We talked about this podcast last live stream, the rowdy boys. I don't really spell rowdy often. Alan, maybe if we just type Alan, it'll just come up. Alan Buffton, new NXL Houston Heat owner, was on the Rowdy Boys, which is Ryan Moorhead's new podcast. Also just good because it's someone we don't hear talk a lot. Alan's been in the pro league and kind of experimenting and being in paintball for a long time, so it's cool to get I don't know, just his perspective and see how he's going to take Houston Heat into the future and, you know, how all that stuff's working. There is also, like I said, a link in the description for that. You got it. Ooh, autographs are extra. People want autographs? They want selfies now. People want selfies. Paintball life, you goddamn it! I'm gonna talk about you right now, okay? Also on the internet, I was watching this earlier. I thought that said Vacaville, California for a second. I was like, what? Vacaville? The Super Bowl Sunday Pro Practice with Distortion, Collision, and Dynasty. Just a bunch of raw footage. I really like raw footage because you can kind of like hear the players talk and like you can get like an actual experience of what's happening. Who is this? Is that Chris Shear? Why does it look like Chris Shear? Is this a Dynasty player? It's kind of hard to tell who's who, right? That's got to be a Dynasty person. There's so many new people on Dynasty, though. Oh, Chris Shear's on Damage, right? It just looks like Chris Shear. That's Joe Barrett, right? Dynasty picked up like 45 new people, so it's kind of hard to know. They have like 19 people on their roster or some shit. Because they like merged with Arsenal, kinda. Either way, subscribe! I'm subscribed on the other channel. No, we can subscribe on this one too. I like separate everything so I know when I log into which account what it's going to look like. Super Bowl Pro Practice raw footage. Paintball Life. I don't really like your name. I think it's something. I'm joking. I was trying to make a paintball ruin my life joke, but something is not working. Yep. What should we talk about? That's all my stuff. You know, maybe you could, you know. Damn, none of my, like, buttons work. Like, none of the buttons work. hey, maybe you want to check out the Paintball Ruined My Life store. You know, the Paintball Ruined My Life store. You can follow that link right there. Or just, you know, go to paintballruinedmylife.com. There are loads of headbands. Maybe not loads. We're getting low on headbands. They're only $30. I was going to say $15. They're definitely not $15. $30 each. There's a 3-pack on there. You can pick and choose whichever, you know, what styles you want for that 3-pack. It's $75. You can get a cool hat on there like that. There's barrel covers on there. The Paintball Ruined My Life store. Do you think the NSL should switch around the schedule so there's more events during the winter months? I don't know. I mean, we talked about that before. I mean, we talked about that. We've thought about it with, like, all the rain that had happened in previous years, you know. We talked about Texas and, like, where to take some of these tournaments, but probably not. I mean, you know, it's so hard with school and, like, that stuff happening. It's just so much easier to travel to the tournaments for younger people that have school, whether that's high school or college. And then also parents, you know, just being out of school makes it a little easier for people just in general. So the summer probably is the best. I mean, really, just logistically, it probably is the best. I don't think it would be maybe bad to be a little earlier, though. February wouldn't maybe be bad, but it does get difficult. You know, you got to start thinking about where you're going to have those January, February events. It's California or Florida. Those are the only places they can be, you know. It's got to be Southern California and Florida. So you're also, like, really limited to the location. Yeah, I don't want to play paintball this time of year. It's raining outside right now, so that's got something to do with it. But I don't know. I much prefer the summer. I just like it when it's hot outside and stuff. You're going to create a Paintball Ruin My Life cold brew? What's that mean? Like, my own beans? That's not like cold brew necessarily, though, right? I don't want iced coffee. I want cold brew. There's a difference, right? I used to make a cold brew at home. I mean, I probably will this year, too. I got like a thing to make it. Like a slow steeper or some shit. I don't know what it's called. I don't know. Some sort of, like, thing I put it in and I have to, like, put the grounds in for, like, 12 hours or something like that in the refrigerator. I drink a lot of coffee. I drink too much coffee, really. It's kind of a problem. It's become a situation. Oh, you know who we could talk about? I don't know. Who knows who Mark Knopp is? Anybody know who Mark Knopp is? Spelled M-A-R-K-K-N-O-P. Hot black coffee like a grandpa would drink after grandma got in his ears. I definitely drink hot black coffee. Mark Knopp, yeah, push. Mark Knopp played for Avalanche as well for a short period. Some brains, you know him. That would make sense. You're an old guy. I know. I was like, Infamous has their own coffee. Infamous actually has their own coffee beans. Mark Knopp left me a comment on YouTube the other day. There's Mark Knopp right there. I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of this friggin' my freaking headband thing. Mark left this comment on a YouTube, on a Facebook post. On a Facebook post where I don't know. It's actually a link to a live stream where I was talking about the Empire Sniper. He left this comment and I was like, oh, wild. What a crazy thing. And then I posted this on Facebook. And then he actually posted again. And he called me a fag and I don't know. He laughed and called me a fag with a bunch of G's. Dude is crazy. But this is Mark Knopp. That's what he looks like. That's the gentleman we're discussing. He played for Avalanche. This is what that picture is from. You can see the crazy Avalanche roster. I mean, this is probably 2004 or not 2004. Obviously, look at the guns. They have IR3s. So that's 2002 or something right there. You have Rocky, Todd Martinez right there, Chris Lasoya on the ground. So I just thought it was kind of crazy that I don't know, dude. What? I don't even know this guy. What are you doing here, dude? And this guy used to own Push Paintball. He's the guy who started Push. So we're just gonna go over to their website. If you're not aware of Push Paintball, I can't spell right. Push Paintball. You can see I was looking for Mark Knopp and stuff, and I was curious about if I could find anything. I found out more information, though. But, you know, what happens when you go to Push is it actually goes over to HK Armies. You know? HK Army. I couldn't really figure out today what happened with Push. Push made this goggle, 8 years ago, and then just never made anything else. I mean, they came out with some soft goods that were pretty good. I mean, their bags were pretty good. But they kind of just went away. So I don't know if HK Army's purchased Push. I've definitely noticed this. I just never looked into it until today. So we don't know if HK purchased them or what's going on. But I just found it interesting that, he would be all weird like this. But it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, I don't think that this will work. Let's go here. Because I'm not logged in to this account, so I don't know if it will work. But let's just try real fast and see what happens. So if we put that there, what happens if I just do that? Do I have to two-factor authenticate myself right now? Yep. Let's do this then. Because I really want to look at his Facebook page. I didn't intend on doing this. I mean, I kind of wanted to, and then I was we don't have to do this. So this is his Facebook page, you know. You can scroll down and he's just crazy. He at one point, yeah, he lives in Croatia now. And you can see he's friends with everybody. You know, he's this big, huge paintball guy for a long time. But then he's all this weird shit. Hopefully some dude in a dress doesn't win again this year. And he's all this Sharia law with liberals and stuff and freaking Epstein. The Russians are getting Epstein and there's a bunch of just all this crazy racist shit. He's wild. He's sure a character. I just wanted to point out how insane Mark Knopp is. And thankfully, I would say for paintball, he is no longer associated with paintball, really. You know, he lives over in Croatia or whatever. And I think it's kind of good that he doesn't own Push anymore and doesn't really have anything to do with them. So it makes me a little bit easier to freely talk about him. So we didn't really find anything super crazy on his Facebook page, but there's definitely like wild shit. I just don't want to like spend all this time on it. That's interesting. But he's like a, you know, old man. So I don't know, you know, like we talked like this picture of him is like 20 years old. So it's like, I don't know what he's doing. He's definitely insane. And the people I talked today about him weren't very surprised. And they thought he's a jackass forever, too. So the jackass lives on. Anyway, that's Mark Knopp. I think it's pretty funny. I was thinking about just following him around. And just like, you know, commenting on his stuff. Like just, you know, kind of just pissing him off. I think it'd be great. Anyway. HK ships out their products from their warehouse. Yeah, I know HK, they actually have new colors coming out of the push masks as well. Which is crazy. I'm just glad that I don't know, he's got nothing to do with it. So then I don't have to be like, don't buy push products. Only buy carbon masks. Don't ever buy a push product again. Go get all your paintball masks needs at carbonpaintball.com. You don't gotta go get a push mask. Especially if freaking Mark Knopp's involved. I don't got no problems with HK guys. So. Yeah, I kind of want him to think, I don't know, I was going to like, he posted like that thing and he's like, oh, you're a fag, haha. And I was going to try to like post some things about like, I was going to comment back about how I am gay and I don't know what his problem with that is. And just like, you know, I don't know, make him feel weird or something. I don't know. I'm not gay, but I think he'd, I don't care. I think it'd be fun if you, like, really thought I was and it really pissed him off. Derek, what did he talk about coffee for? Sure, I mean, if you have an actual coffee company, just send Brad an email at brad@paintballruinedmylife.com. Victor, how's it going? I don't have anything else cool to talk about. I have run my course. Hit me up with your best paintball questions. Who knows? I don't know. He's a crazy man who lives in Croatia. He's like fled to Croatia like 15 years ago. I think he's lived there for a really long time. What about the i3? The i3 Pro? The i3 Pro. Yeah, we've talked about it. I don't think it's surprising they re-released it. You know, it kind of makes sense because, you know, JT is kind of living on this, like, you know, nostalgia train or whatever. So it makes sense them re-releasing them to try to get that nostalgic taste or whatever. Yeah, they're not bad. I mean, the lens removal's not so easy. They don't breathe very well. So I think just as like a modern paintball mask, they're not that great. You know, the JT masks, even with that QLS lens, the lenses aren't the easiest to remove, but at least they breathe well, you know, at least it like works as a mask good. It would have been cool maybe if they could have made it take the newer lenses, like the i4, i5 lens. But then again, it wouldn't have been the i3. It would have been like a different mask completely. I assume, you know, because JT, you know, has released kind of two different versions of quick change lenses that take, or quick change frames that take the Spectra lens. And the first time they tried that with the ProFlex X, it didn't really work so great. is kind of terrible. The second time around, though, they did pretty much, it looks, I mean, from a distance, I mean, from 2 feet away, you can't tell if it's the normal frame or if it's that quick lens system. So, you know, it's possible Dye could have, you know, tried to do that where it made it take the old, the newer lenses, I'm sorry. It's possible, but then that's a lot of research and money and whatever, and they probably wouldn't have really gotten their money back on that, I don't think. The OG vents. It matters which vents, though. Which vents, though? There were so many vents. Like the Predator vents or whatever? Those were really popular a long time ago. The Predator vents. Die. Yeah, who knows what's happening with Die? We don't know. Who knows what's going on there? Nobody knows. Die used to be like the best paintball company. Working on this like Oliver Lang video makes me think about Die. The white event. Yeah, the white events. Those events were pretty popular. They were good masks. I mean, I didn't really like the event that much. It just didn't breathe as well for me. When they came out with the E-Flex, though, I did like the E-Flex. I don't like how thick the foam was on the E-Flex, though. Profiler. Yeah, I had the Profiler for a while, too. I liked the Profiler. It wasn't bad. Ooh, the JT Status. Do you actually have a Status? How about a Reaper? You gotta get a Reaper. Chris Martin, how do you think Super Dead makes small quantity masks run? I don't know. We kind of sort of talked about that a little bit. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Because, like, you know when they make a mask, like, what they're doing is, like, pretend like this computer right here is a billet piece of aluminum. It's solid all the way across. You know, it's like over here. It's like a cube of aluminum. Pretend. What they do is they start out with this cube of aluminum and they actually like machine out the mask. So they're making like a negative of the mask. So they're actually taking like a chunk of aluminum that's this big and machining the mask into the aluminum. And then they can like pour in a bunch of plastic and have it like the plastic runs throughout the mold, you know, and it dries and you got a mask. But to make a mold, like to make this mold, big, huge, thick mold, because those masks are like deep and like a big piece, right? To get a mold made like that, it's so much money. So it's like tens of thousands of dollars, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know. I've always wondered that. I'm like, how are they making this mold that's like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and they're selling like 40 bottoms or something? It's crazy. I mean, they are, I don't even know what the hell Super Dead sell stuff for. Honestly, everything just gets sold out so fast and I've never really tried to like, you know, buy stuff right away or anything like that. So I don't like the AI images, though. Yep. I do think they look cool, though. I mean, some of them look really cool, and, like, the material's really neat. Like, they're cool, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they're obviously, like, selling continually, but it is just very expensive, so I don't know. Yeah. They make cool stuff. Vacuum injection molding. I mean, sure, I don't know. I don't know enough about manufacturing. I mean, I know what vacuum injection molding stuff is, but there's also a way, I don't know about the material, but it's like they do with metal. They actually cast it, but it's still, you have to have the mold though, you know? maybe with like, it's possible they're maybe doing like, kind of the same way that you make like, man, I don't know. I'm like, either way, you gotta have the mold, I think. I don't know. Because it's maybe like the same way they're doing, you know, like prosthetic masks and how they build like a, it's not a machine out of aluminum. It's like, what is the word I'm looking for? Like a fiberglass mold or something like that. So it's like maybe 3D printed. And then you could like make the mold off the 3D print or something if it's like a fiberglass mold. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm really interested in making stuff though. I mean, the problem is like, I don't know. I need like a different person. I'm not like that guy. I gotta find like a hype guy or some shit, you know? I got so much shit going on. I need like a partner or something. I need to clone myself. What is MIM? What is this? M-I-M is dollar sign. I don't know what that means even. Logan, would you say it is, what would you say is the better entry level tournament marker? The Empire Eclipse 2.0. We're going to go with the Empire. I don't know. The Empire Eclipse 2.0. That's not a gun, unfortunately. It might be the Empire Axe 2.0 and the Planet Eclipse ETHA 3M, but those are different. The ETHA 3M, the M stands for mechanical, so it's not electronic. The ETHA 3 is electronic, and I would pick the ETHA 3, I believe. The ETHA 3, I think, is one of the best paintball guns ever made. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with either of those, really. But more people are probably going to like that ETHA 3. Metal injection molding. Yeah, I don't know. I want to look into this stuff. Paintball Ruin My Life, Proflex Lowers Nears. Now we'll probably make carbon stuff. Although I've wanted to make stuff with carbon for a long time. So I think they're interested too. But what I want to do is like, Chris, like I want to do what Super Dead's doing and like make products, not like, you know, a pattern or a special color or something. Like I want a Paintball Ruined My Life carbon mask or something, you know. But that's like a whole crazy thing. You gotta get a mold and like, you know, we gotta figure that whole manufacturing thing out. Boosted, I'm with you. Give the live stream a like, gentlemen. If you're here right now, like the goddamn live stream. It really does kind of help out. You know, liking and commenting, it truly does help. It makes these things a little... Do I have another day job? Nope, just YouTube. Just freaking YouTube. Are most paintball manufacturers in Vietnam? Taiwan is where you're going to get most of the stuff. Like dye stuff, Planet Eclipse, the Luxes. I mean, pretty much everything's made in Taiwan. Which is normal. I mean, that Taiwan's like a big manufacturing hub for all kinds of electronic stuff. So, yeah. What was I going to say? I like lost my train of thought. I don't know. Yeah, I want to like make products, but one of the problems I have is... I don't know. I'm just not that guy. You know, it's hard for me to like make social content and post stuff all the time. It's just so outside of my like personality that it's difficult for me to do that stuff. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's a little bit of a roadblock that I have that I need to solve. That's all. And there's just so much shit going on. Which is, you know, just another excuse. Good ideas for paintball apparel. What I really want to do is figure out like a cool product. You know, like I think about Exalt Paintball 10 years ago. You know, they were coming out with all kinds of cool stuff. Like the mask case came out and the mask bag, and they had the, you know, pod swab and tool kits, and like they were releasing all this like cool, actual innovative products. That would be cool, but obviously, you know, everybody thinks that. Like, every one of these manufacturers is like, yeah, if we could only just ever make cool, innovative products. It's like, you know, that's what, you know, everybody's trying to do that. Only thing I don't like about the Etha 3 is it feels cheap, but runs so smooth. But it looks and feels cheap. I think that's what I like about it. I kind of like how it's so rugged and like it's just utilitarian in a way. I was thinking about this the other day of how to like talk about that, because I really do like that. I like that about the E-Tech, not the E-Tech, the E-Mech as well. It's just like dead simple and it just kind of works. And that's one of the things that I think I really like about the Etha and the E-Mech is they just work. You just turn it on, it just goes. You don't have to worry about scratching it. There's no like adjustments or anything. It just kind of like you use it. I really like that. I like that rough kind of exterior too. I'm a fan. But for sure, I mean, it definitely doesn't feel as nice or as premium as like the 180R or their higher end guns. And for some people, I typically would say I like that. You know, I typically want stuff that feels better in my hands. Like, I'll pay for higher quality things. I'll pay more for sweatshirts and, like, you know, stuff that are made well. So I typically do that, but it's just, I don't know, something about that, like, utilitarian ruggedness. I kind of like it. I always kind of have. I've had, like, so many high-end guns, like, fucking 100 or whatever. And I just kind of worry about them. You know, I got to put them in my gun case and I can't leave them outside. And, like, I don't know. It's just kind of worry about it. So it's really cool to have something that I just don't worry about, you know. You're not going to scratch it up or, you know, it's not going to get, like, I don't know, messed up. So I like it. Think of something original, like the ball sack. Is the ball sack original? I mean, yes and no. I mean, there's been stuff like that, you know, forever. I don't know how old the ball sack is, but I mean, I remember having something similar 20 years ago. For sure. There was this crazy thing we hooked up to a table and like would load pods out of, kind of similar. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good. It is a good actual product that's useful. And they probably did like perfect that design though. Like the other designs probably weren't as, definitely not as good. This is definitely, that ball sack probably is definitely the best execution of whatever we're calling that thing. A quick pod loader or something. Old Soul says, after shooting low end markers for years, any low end marker today feels decent for sure. I mean, dude, my spider shutter back in the day was like, ugh. I mean, the E-Mech and like the cheap guns now, I mean, it's hard to say the E-Mech is cheap though too. Cause I mean, there's, you know, spiders and stuff out there. There's like the HK Army Saber. It's like, those things are $100 and they're not so great, but you know, they're $100. So in today's world, $100 is nothing. $100 is the new $20. It's kind of crazy out there. The marker stand. You know what gun, like, I don't know. I think that the best gun stands, I wonder if they still make those. Let's find out. I really liked these a lot. The Guru gun stands. honestly don't know if they're still making shit. They looks like they are. I really like these. These were really cool. I mean, they still are. But what's so cool about them is they, like, you completely can disassemble the thing so easy. It's just like four pieces. So you get like this front piece, you get the back piece, and you get the two sides, and it just slots together, and you can just like take it apart and put it in your bag really easy. I really like these. These were really cool. That's your perfected gun stand, I think. It's kind of similar to the HK one, but the HK one like folds up and it's like more complicated. Yeah, these things are cool. Yeah, there's that pod one. They have this like pod rack or whatever. And it all just like disassembles and you can like just fold it up. Man. The HK one is really good at falling. I mean, you can knock these over too. I haven't actually like tried to use the HK one. You can obviously knock these over too, but I don't know. They're pretty stable. I'm having a problem like seeing the glow ball at Capital Edge. That's cool. The like event near you thing. Stand. Yeah, for sure. Because I think that the Guru one. Well, that's kind of handy though. The Guru one's got those like feet on the side and shit, so it's going to be a little bit wider. And I don't think it's as long. The whole base of it is not as long, so it might be less prone to tippage. We'll see. Ooh, a heavily, highly breathable padding suit. Maybe. Probably not. One of the things that we've always noticed about like padded tops and stuff, you know, like all these paintball companies for a very long time made like bounce tops and like padded stuff, is that most people that buy those things like are new players, right? So they've played maybe a couple times and they just want some extra protection. We kind of noticed that most people that use those or that would purchase those use them a couple times, then they just don't use them anymore because it's not really that big a deal. You know, it doesn't hurt that bad. And I don't think that those padded tops and stuff, for myself at least, I don't think they're worth the extra like bulk and like hotness, and like they're just kind of annoying. That's my padded top thing. So I don't know. Maybe for like a... No, probably not. I haven't really like... I mean, I do kind of think about what stuff would be cool, but I don't... I haven't really like really thought about it. Bounce caps. Remember like 100th Monkey? They made those big ass thick bounce caps. Victor... Just a heads up, if you're going to play Go Ball, you will need to remove the thermal paint off your goggle lenses, or else it will be very difficult to see anything. Victor. I'm going to do tests. So we're going to play Glow Ball in 2 weeks, essentially. And this will be the second time. And I'm going to buy a black light and do some... tests on lenses, I believe. And try to like, I don't know, just figure out which lenses probably work the best. I think that people were saying yellow. I don't know if I want to peel off the inside of the lens yet. There's a way we could probably test it, you know, because not the whole lens isn't like... look at all these lenses. The whole lens, you know, isn't like, whatever. So if we have Look at how cool that looks. Like a lens. Let's go with the... Let's just... There's a mirrored one. Because, you know, we could, like... If I have the black light, we could test it. Because it's, like... Obviously, if it's, like, right here... There's no thermal part, but it's still the exact... Jesus Christ. Poke myself in the eye. You know, it's still the exact same material. So it should be kind of obvious if we, like, shine the black light. It's so hard to light if we shine the black light, like, on here. Or versus the, like, you know, inside panel. Like, kind of how much different it would be. Yeah, I don't really think I need to remove the inside panel either. That's what everybody says, and I don't quite understand. So, I don't fully get it. I haven't really looked into it that much, so. We'll see. We got to figure out our glow ball day, because one of the things I wanted to do, what I thought would be pretty fun, is go to the field at like 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or like 12 or something like that. Play a few rec games until like 2 or 3 or whatever, and kind of just hang out at the field for a couple hours, maybe do a barbecue or something like that. I think that'd be really fun. So I like that idea. I like the glow ball idea because it's just like fun to hang out and it's like fun to do something. So, but it is kind of hard to see a little sometimes, you know. We'll do some... Bang. Chris, yeah, I'm not pulling off a thermal layer in my carbon lens. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find out. Well, it's also going to be a lot lighter, too. It's been like a month, you know, so the sunlight's changing quite a bit. It's so cloudy outside right now. It's going to look dark, but this time last time it was dark already, so it's not dark yet, so... It'll be interesting. Either way, it's still fun, so I don't know. Seeing perfect or not, I don't know, whatever. It's still fun. I still enjoyed myself. I just think it's cool to be at the paintball field at night. It's so funny. We need some wall hangers in the background, Brad. Yeah, I don't got any of that stuff. I don't have anything cool. I've got an auto mag. YouTube really won't like this one. This is cool, though. They'll think this is like a legit firearm. I have to, like, get a bottom line and stuff. I really do want to build that thing up, so... Ooh, Chrissy got a JT Impulse? Glowed out. I am going to try to glow the room out. I'm going to get a black light. I keep saying that. I meant to go last week. I just didn't do it. I just got to go to, like, Walmart or something. They have, like, I already looked at the Walmart. There's not really a Walmart super close, though. I got to go to North Highlands. Because there's a fucking river in the way. No, I remember Nightball at the fairgrounds. I remember that. I went there. Don't try to say I missed it. I was there. We've talked about it on here. Maybe you weren't here, though, but for sure. At the, I don't know, across the street from Marine World? No, that's not Marine World. What the hell is that across the street? I don't know. Oh, I still got the fog machines over there. Yeah, we used to play in that, like, barn kind of, like, area that was, like hay or straw on the ground or something. And then, like, inside was, like, the hyperball field or whatever. It was great. It was so loud. It was just so loud. I used to drive there after work, and I'd get there at like 8 o'clock, which is crazy. Six Flags, was it Marine World, though? It might have been Marine World back then. Now it's called like something else. I still remember when I went there when I was a kid. I was probably like 10 or 11, and I blacked out on one of the rides. And I like just for a split second, like just something right happened, and I just like, and then I kept going on it again and again and again. I probably went on it 40 more times, and I couldn't black out. I kept trying. It's like something just hit me right, and I just, it was kind of fun. See, I remember it was outside, but sort of, you know, it had that covering, right? And then like inside was, yeah, that crazy hyperball. Like that was more inside. I remember that being like inside. Richard saw the intro. Thanks, Richard. You might be watching it live right now. What was my favorite balls per second? 15, 17? Well, I don't know. Because we never shot 17. Let's go with 15.4. Because that's what it was originally. And then it was like 15. And then it was like 13.3. And then we went to 12.5. And then like 10.2, and now we're at 10.5. I think 10.5 is the best. I mean, somewhere in that 10. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I still think that, like, you know, maybe there's somewhere to say, like, uncapped semi is the best. But I really don't like the stupid high rates of fire. I think that the lower rates of fire are better. But, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to unlimited semi-auto, but I think that we would have to, like, do three pods in a hopper or something like that. So guys aren't just like the whole game just going insane. I think that lower rate of fire is just better. It makes the game easier to move. It's not as chaotic and crazy. It's just like a good, it's fast enough, right? I mean, I remember when we went from 15 to like 13, and it was like, how are we supposed to shoot people at 13? And then we went to 10, and it's like, it's such a difference from 15. But I really do think, like, it's probably better to have the lower rate of fire. I think it's less fun at high rates of fire. I just think it's less fun, because there's just like, I don't know. I think it just becomes more about shooting fast and like that stuff. Whereas at this ramping thing, at least I can concentrate a little bit more on actually playing paintball rather than like just like trying to shoot as fast as possible the whole time. Somebody says, I'll use mechanical gun. It's cool. I use mechanical gun all the time. Two pods. I hated getting it. Gun jobs and packing 9 pods 20 years ago. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I always use mechanical. I mean, we'll go play airball, and you know, I got an EMEC. Chris has got an electric gun because he's a cheater. Good for other people. Both Chris's probably have electric guns. Yeah, I don't think that half of paintball is how you can move your fingers. I mean, I definitely see how, like, it's a skill, for sure. Certain people can just shoot faster and slower and whatever, but, I mean, when guns were shooting 20-something balls a second, it's just stupid. Like, that's just dumb. It really is. Like, I don't like it. I think it's stupid. Keith Dinden Keith, a channel member. Hello, sir. A capped semi, I think, would be best. Actually giving people who can move their fingers faster and stay accurate. It doesn't necessarily have to be uncapped or 15 like True Semi. Yeah, True Semi was fucking awful. I mean, that was some weird ass shit. Like, I don't even know what that's all about. It's so hard to explain it. And it's weird. The problem I had with 15, the problem, like, because the MPPL did, like, capped. The MPPL did capped 15 too. They did semi-auto cap at 15. And it was just kind of weird. Because a lot of people would just reach the cap. And they'd be like, just shooting 15. Which, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see both sides of the argument for sure. But someone who's played all of it, I think that 10 is better. A True Semi was fucking weird. They only used it for like two tournaments, though. It was like, I don't remember the years, like 2013 or something like that. It was very odd because, like, Keith kind of says, what was very weird is like, now the guns will, like, when you're shooting 15 balls a second, say the gun's capped at 15 and you shoot 16, the gun will just shoot 15. If I shoot 20, it's just going to shoot 15. The True Semi thing, it was like at 13 balls a second, technically it allows for like, technically at 13 balls a second, that means the gun is shooting every like, interval, I can't do the math in my head, I don't know. I can't divide 13 by 13 and a half by 60. You had to like shoot precisely on beat at 13 and a half or 13.3. So if you shot under 13, the gun would get all out of sync. So you had to shoot like exactly 13.3 for the gun to like shoot fast. I don't know. I gotta have a visual representation. It was weird. I mean, I shot a couple of the guns, for sure. I remember when Greg Sewers was on Infamous at the time, and I remember shooting Greg's gun. I think probably Infamous, or maybe it was Impact or something, but I remember trying to use his gun. It was like, it's crazy. Crazy. What are we talking about eyes for? You know, Revolutions, I don't know. I tried to use a Revy lately, and the thing's fed so slow. Is it, like, old soul? I know. It was true. Those old Intimidator boards, like the classic Intimidator boards, I never really thought about it until just now. But those guns, they would be weird, right? They were kind of odd when they shot. I can't even like shoot four balls a second with my Revy on my EMEC. I tried to use it and it was like skipping shots and shit. I'm like, I don't want to do this. What the hell's going on? So I just use my Spire. Now I get to use the Carbon DRV though. Wherever I put that at. Somewhere around here. Where is it? That is one problem I have. That's right. I wanted to like make a suggestion to Carbon about that, you know? I noticed like at the Glow Ball game, one of the things that was like really giving people away was like their blinking light. They had like, you know, if you have a blinking light on your mask from your camera or something. And one of the things that I don't really like was I can't turn off that display. So like at night, like stop it from feeding. At night, you know, I'm gonna be like staring right into this like, you know, bright display. It doesn't look bad right now at all, but if I turn all the lights off, it's like so bright that I want to try to figure out a way to like turn it off. I don't want to just have to tape it up. So it would be kind of cool if we could like turn off that screen on the back of there. It is kind of cool to have it though. Yeah. Like the case is right here. That's like the only thing I don't like. But I wouldn't ever have like, I would have never thought about that because I don't, who's playing at night, you know? Like that's not like a new, or that's not like a problem you normally have, you know? Like if you're playing at night, it's under big bright lights and stuff. So it's typically not a problem. It's only like with this glow ball stuff that you start to think about that stuff. Like I never cared that the light was blinking on my GoPro. I actually liked it. So then I could ask someone if it was recording. But now it's like, just like a bing, bing. It's just so bright. It's like crazy bright. But I also kind of feel like that's the point of glow ball. You got to kind of be seen, you know? They're not dimmable. It could be, though. Maybe they just haven't like run into that issue or no one's even said anything. Cause it's really kind of a weird problem to have. And I assume you could like update the software and stuff because there is a way on those boards. You can plug a USB into it and just update the firmware. So it is possible they could like make like a firmware update or something like that. Is the rotor, original rotor, we'll say, the best hopper ever made? It was probably the most like influential hopper ever made. I still remember when that thing came out and it was like, wow, this is so much better than like anything ever made. It was like 10 times better than every hopper out. I mean, the Halo 2, not the Halo 2, just the regular Halo B was out and the rotor was like miles better than that thing. I mean, it's still a very good hopper. It's crazy durable. Whether it's the best ever, I don't know. I mean, it was the most influential. I mean, it's definitely not the best now. I mean, like lots of stuff is better than the rotor just because they have problems jamming and they're just kind of wonky nowadays because it's just better stuff has come along. But the rotor for like 10 years, yeah, was like the hopper to have. Now we just have other options, you know? I don't want a rotor though. They just freaking jam all the time, so. I just don't want the thing to jam. Like if it's jamming, I don't know what we're doing. Why is Empire still trying to make the Halo 2 a thing? Because they're affordable, you know? I mean, Empire, they're able to make them affordably, right? I mean, they're not paying anybody. They've been making those things for so long. So they have all the tooling and the patents and all that stuff. So they're able to produce them for a good price. Then they can sell them for a good price too. That's really why, you know. Pretty much. Because they're cheaper. LTR better on jamming? I don't know. I think that they're worse. The newer hoppers I've noticed are worse. I mean, when the rotor first came out, it didn't jam. Like, nobody, none of them jammed. Like, it just worked. Like, they just didn't have a problem with it. And it's only in, like, I wouldn't say only, but the last 10 years or so, those have certainly jammed more. And it might just be because of smaller paint. They did do a couple things in the R2 to try to, like, make it better than the LTR at like jam, less jamming, but it still kind of has that problem, I think. B-Rad. Why didn't the Triad catch on? I think mainly because it's initial problems. I think that if the Triad would have come out and just worked right away for everybody, they probably could have sold some, but and they still are. It's not like they're not selling any of those things, but I think that the initial issues with them were the problem. That it just did kind of sucked out of the box. Not even out of the box. Before they were being sold, you know, a lot of the pro teams were like field testing it and having all kinds of problems. On the field, like in matches, it was visible they were having problems. There were stories about them, all kinds of stuff. So I think that it was that initial like year and a half or 2 years, it felt like, for them doing a bunch of research and development in public that kind of made people's opinion or, you know, left a sour taste in some people's mouths. I have not used an SOS barrel. Not yet. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go to dinner. I got to be there at 6. Well, I said I'd leave at 6. I got 10 minutes. So, gentlemen, come back next week. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll find out. We'll have something to talk about. I'm either going to have, hopefully, like a Lux Air, maybe, or a Blacklight, and we might do Blacklight testing. Probably do that because I want to try and do that before we actually play Glow Ball. So I want to get some different lenses and we'll try, like, I don't know, just to see what lens works the best. Everyone says yellow, so we'll definitely try to get some yellow lenses and just see what the yellow's like. In the meantime, like the live stream before you go. Give it a like, maybe leave a comment somewhere. And I don't know. We'll see you next week. Come back Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And in the meantime, enjoy the evening.